This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom, and always glad to be here, always glad to be with those that are striving to keep God's commandments. And I was thinking on the scripture where it says, examining yourself, whether you be in the faith. And I know I'm in the faith, and I know those who are striving to keep God's commandments are in the faith. And at this time, I present unto you our pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillips. To our missionary deacons, elders, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Glad for this door of utterance. We're going to talk about having all things common. If you're truly God's church, we have all things common, and it's in the scripture. Till we get to that, childlike. Thank God.
Lord, let not my heart be lofty, nor my eyes lofty, no, I do exercise. Trust in the Lord all the mount I do feed. I behave and follow your lead. As a child that's weaned of his mother, my soul is even as a weaned child.
Hope in the Lord.
From henceforth. As a child, we are loved by him. Called sons out of Egypt's land. Given command from the Father. That we likewise honor thy mother.
Infant of days.
Shall be no more. My soul to even as a weaned child, and have a childlike spirit. To them he gave power in those the last hour. Maintain his spirit, we'll go back with him. My soul is even as a weaned child. That's why. My soul is even as a weaned child with God.
Isn't that beautiful? Thank God. So we do here at 425 Laconia Boulevard, strive like a weaned child, childlike.
Yes.
Deacon Debbie, what's our announcements?
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write MLS at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8255. 3302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Glad for this door of utterance, and it came through our great Bishop Barfield. Came out from Port Clinton, Ohio. God gave her a vision, and she began the work of God out here on the West Coast. Yes. And as she was coming down, she saw the vision that she had, Los Angeles. And when she got here, God lowered her down into his mystery. God. Mystery of his word.
Yes, yes, yes.
As he revealed to his son Jacob, to those that are Israel, keeping God's commandments. That is the mystery of God. And it's not just read with the natural eye. It's got to be a spiritual vision opened up to you. And it's opened up through his anointed. Deuteronomy 4:6 says, "Keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people." And I understand that wisdom is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Whenever you understand God's word and understand God and learn who the Father is, it's through the wisdom of God. Let's go to Acts 2:37. All these churchgoers, and we are a part of that number. Churchgoers. But wherever there's churchgoers, there's always a remnant. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
God called his people out of darkness into his marvelous light. And the church world is sitting in darkness. But he said, out of Egypt have I called my son. So it's the churchgoers that God is dealing with. God is trying to get a message to. God's trying to get a message to those that's not thinking about living for God. But those that are thinking about living for God, they've been duped by the enemy. God is going to bring those out of Egypt, out of that church that's not of God. That's why the Lord said, if my people, which are called by my name, those that are called by his name, churchgoers, will humble themselves, pray, seek my face, then will I hear from heaven and heal. Because God's people need healing in the churches, but it's the soul, not a natural healing. Acts 2:37, Deacon.
Now, friend, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles,
what?
Men and brethren, what shall we do?
So the Lord came saying, repent. He was talking to the churchgoers. He wasn't just talking to those that were passing by. Those that passed by weren't thinking about living for God. That wasn't to them. It's to those that had an ear. But those that had an ear, he was saying, repent, turn. What I'm saying right now, how many have an ear to hear and feel pricked? Well, wait a minute. I'm a churchgoer, but I'm not doing it. I'm still sinning. The word should prick you to make you think, wait a minute. Why is that so? Because we've been told by these forefathers, these ministers called everything from Rev to Doc. You can't help but sin. Nobody can live perfect. Now, wait a minute. Why wouldn't we choose to follow that which is a winner? As I saw this commercial, I was thinking about this commercial. I said, now, da-da-da-da-da, what should I do? And they said, now, why would you listen to a loser?
Right.
Listen to a winner.
Right.
They've never won anything. Jesus said, be ye therefore perfect. He was a winner.
Right.
Yes. But the losers say, well, can't nobody help but sin. Mm-hmm. You can't help but, and it wasn't perfect, that's Jesus. Right. Why would you listen to them? Why would you listen to a preacher saying anything other than what Jesus quoted?
Right. All right.
The Lord said, My father gave me a commandment what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. When I listen to a winner.
Right.
And all of God's church got the same thing in common. God's word is the commandments.
Right.
But they got a new thing now. That devil has got this thing going on. Well, you know, the law has been done away with. No, it hasn't. The Lord only fulfilled it. And likewise do we.
Yes,
Lord. As he is, so are we in this world.
Yes.
Not when we leave here, in this world, because we ain't like him in this world. We ain't going to where he is. How plain is that?
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
People say, oh, we got the Holy Ghost. But you still sin. The Lord said he don't dwell in an unclean temple. How can that work like that? Read Acts 2 and 37 again.
Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart.
How many are pricked in what I just said? Is this going one in out the other? It should mean something.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do?
What?
Then Peter said unto them, repent.
Same thing Jesus said, repent. Mm-hmm. These were churchgoers he was talking to. Repent, what?
And be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ.
What?
For the remission
now, wait
of
a minute.
Sins.
To be baptized is for the remission of sins. Mm-hmm. Not to say, you can't help but sin. You still got it. It's for remission.
Mm-hmm.
That means God wants to go away.
Right.
Get rid of it for the remission of sins. What?
Yes. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Now you get the gift. But oh, do your preacher, is he anointed? Do he lay hands on you? Got the Holy Ghost. How God gonna lay hands on you full of the devil? Now you got the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost don't dwell in an unclean temple. But you feel like you walking in and say, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Put your hands on me and all of a sudden you speak in tongues. I got the Holy Ghost. That's not what Jesus said. The gift of the Holy Ghost is nothing but his word. You got a gift of his word. But the word don't dwell on the inside until you get cleaned up.
Right.
The Holy Ghost is the commandments.
Right.
The Holy Ghost is the Lord.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost is the law.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost is God.
Yes.
Beautiful.
The Holy Ghost is the Father. The Holy Ghost is righteousness.
All right.
Yeah, beautiful?
Yes.
This is word. And if you don't do it, he don't dwell with you. He's with you as long as he stays in your mind. But it's in your mind to work on you and for you to work with it. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Working together.
Yes, working together. Yes, Lord.
Let's go to 1 John 3 and 1.
Yes.
No, let's go to the 42nd verse. Let's read that first. 42nd. And they what?
And they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine.
Wait a minute, because they said, what shall we do?
Mm-hmm. And fellowship.
Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Be baptized in his name. Receive this doctrine in his name. Then you shall receive the gift. That means the word.
The Holy Ghost, yes.
You're accepting the word.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it says, and they continued what? Steadfastly.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship.
In the doctrine, because the doctrine is the same doctrine as the prophets.
Yes.
We're built upon the foundation of what they had, of the prophets and the apostles. They were built upon his will, his word, the doctrine.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How many will receive the doctrine we're bringing today? The Ten Commandments. Oh, that's done away with. No, it's not. That's God's word. How do you do away with God's word? How do you do that? If you do away with that, you do away with God. They continue steadfastly.
Mm-hmm.
In
the apostles'
doctrine and fellowship. What?
And in breaking of bread and in prayers.
What?
And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles.
What?
And all that believed were together.
All that believed. In other words, they didn't just come once a month.
Mm-hmm.
And they just didn't come to church. They were together wherever they were. They were together.
Yes.
All that believed were together. What?
And had all things common.
They were all breaking bread. They believed in the same thing.
Beautiful.
And God's church today believed in the same thing. We got the same thing common as Adam had.
Beautiful.
Moses,
yes.
Noah, we got the same, all things common.
Yes.
It's called salvation. God's word is salvation.
Yes.
It's righteousness.
Yes.
It's holiness.
Yes.
It's salvation.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful?
1 John 3 and 1, let's go there.
Yes.
John, when the Lord went off scene, Peter, James, they didn't preach anything different. It's the same thing, and we're preaching the same thing today. First John 3:1, what does it say?
Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us.
What?
That we should be called the sons of
God.
Now
wait a minute, that's every church you go to. You believe in the Lord Jesus? Yes, we do. Now you're a son. That's right, by faith. Because God, that's the manner of his love he showed. Yes. Calling things that are not as though they are. Because you're striving to get there. That's great love. I'm going to call you a son now. Keep walking. Keep coming. Isn't that beautiful? That's the manner of love God shows. But when we come in here to get washed. To get things out. That we might be what God is calling for. What?
Yes. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not.
What?
Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear.
So now wait, we come to get washed up, but it don't appear what we're going to really be. Because what you're going to be is not shown until you're washed up. Sometimes it's not shown what you're going to be until God get in you and begin to use you. Now we see who you are, because God is on the inside working. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Read.
But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him.
So we know this. Anyone that got the Holy Ghost knows when he's in you, when God appears, we're going to all be just like him.
Yes.
You're going to be holy.
Yes.
Sinless.
Thank God.
Wisdom,
yes.
Knowledge, understanding.
Beautiful.
It's going to be there.
Yes.
Nobody knows the Son but the Father. Nobody knows the Father but the Son. So if the Father's in you, if you're coming to get the Father, why should I recognize when you got him? If I'm here to give him to you.
Yes.
Or any of God's anointed. Every shepherd should know what the sheep look like.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
For we shall see him as he is.
As he, and what?
And every man that hath this hope in him purifies
himself.
So wait a
minute. What are you purifying yourselves for if you can't help but sin? So everybody sin. So what's the purification for? Pure means without sin.
That's right.
Pure means holy. Pure means sanctified. Pure. That means there's nothing, no spots and wrinkles. It's
right.
Pure.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That's what it means.
Beautiful.
If you got that hope in being the son or daughter God is calling for, if you got that hope in seeing him, you begin to purify yourself. Because
yes.
The scripture says, follow peace and holiness, holiness without which no man shall see him. So if you want to see him, where are you going to see him? In you. You got to see him in yourself. Because if you can't see him in yourself, you can't see him in nobody else. You're blocked by the carnal mind, fleshly. Isn't that beautiful to
yes.
know that?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes,
it is.
Yes, Pastor.
Maybe you don't know, but you need to believe it.
Yes.
Read.
Even as he is pure.
So you got to purify yourself even as he is. Is that not a hard task, is it? But they said, well, ain't nobody perfect but him. So what do you think you're talking about? Why is John saying that? Be perfect like he's perfect. That's what I mean. Be pure like he is, as he is. But the preacher said, can anybody be like Jesus? He's the only man perfect. Lying preachers don't know God. All kind of perfected vessels in the scripture.
Go ahead.
But they can't see it because they're looking through carnal vision. They're looking through prisons of flesh. That's why they can't see it.
Yes.
They're looking through prisons of darkness.
Yes.
To the pure, all things are pure.
Mm-hmm.
I can see you pure evil or pure holy.
Yes, Lord.
But if you ain't pure, you can't. Everything you see is what is like you are. These preachers telling people, well, everybody got something up under their bench.
Yes,
we don't have little private things up on our bench here.
No, we do not.
And that's just for you.
No.
And don't look at hers. Hers is just as bad as yours. We don't have that here.
No,
not in God's church. Never been like that.
All right, all right.
No. Shouldn't be a little package up under your bench.
No.
We don't have packages like that.
No.
Yeah, everybody got a little something. Now, it shouldn't be like that when you come get cleaned up.
No.
Not beautiful?
That's right.
Every man that hath his hope in him purifieth himself even as
he is pure.
Mm-hmm. 2 Peter 1 and 3. Let's go there. See what
beautiful.
Brother Peter was saying. Brother Peter and Brother John and Bartholomew and all, they walked with the Lord.
Yes.
And when he went off scene, they began to teach what they were taught. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
They ain't talking about, they're talking about perfection here. Pure. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
2 Peter 1 and 3, what does it say?
According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness.
Well, everything we need, God has given it. We got everything we need pertaining to life and godliness. What?
through the knowledge of him that hath called
it comes
us.
Through knowledge of him. Well, I believe one knowledge about him, he was perfect. Mm-hmm. And that's what he's calling for.
Right.
One thing he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Because we're going to have God says love. That's right. Mm-hmm. His love is if you keep my commandments. He that hath my commandments. And they said, that's done away with now. But the Lord said, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them. Wait a minute, I thought you couldn't keep it.
Yes.
He it is that love me.
That's right.
That's the love God's talking about.
Yes.
Through the knowledge of him.
Him
what?
That hath called us to glory and virtue.
What?
Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises.
What?
That by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature.
Wait a minute. Not that fleshly carnal nature. Divine.
Yes.
What nature is divine but a nature that don't sin?
All right.
But a nature like God.
All right.
That's how we're partakers. But how can you be partakers of it and you yet in darkness? How can we do that?
Right.
He called us out of darkness. Isn't that beautiful? Yeah. Read.
Having escaped the corruption.
That's
that
what
is
we
got to
do.
World.
Escape the corruption.
Mm-hmm.
The corruption of this world is sin. That's it.
Right.
There's no other word for it.
Yes.
Having escaped. So mm-hmm. If you can't but sin, how can you escape? That means you've been locked up and you haven't been set free. But I thought everybody said, oh, he came to set me free. But we can't help but sin. You ain't free.
Right.
You're still in bondage.
Right.
Let's go to Matthew 5 and 45. Right. Let's see what the winner said. Because Jesus was a winner.
Yes. 5 and 45.
His father was pleased with him. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Matthew's 5 mm-hmm. and 45. What does it say?
That ye may be the children of your father, which is in heaven.
So we want to be God's children.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Purifying ourselves as he is pure. Taking on a divine nature. Escaping the corruption. That ye may be the children of mm-hmm. your father. What?
Which is in heaven.
What?
For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust.
Wait a minute, same thing. This door is open to the just and the unjust. This word goes on, rains on the just and the unjust.
Yes, yes, Pastor.
We don't just preach one thing to the saints and something else, but we don't go out there trying to shower on people. Let them come. If
right.
God sends us out and we happen to speak, if they pass by, fine. If they listen, we're not walking by and saying, you sinner, you rip. We ain't doing that.
No. No, Pastor.
What does the 48th verse say?
Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven
the
is perfect.
What we're talking about. That's a winner here.
Yes, it is. That's beautiful.
I believe he's saying the same thing that Peter's saying.
Right.
Let's take on the Father's divine nature.
Yes.
Let's come out of corruption.
Yes.
When he said, be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. That's what he's asking us to overcome the world. Corruption.
All right.
That's what we've got to overcome. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Yes.
He's saying the same thing. But how can you listen to these losers that say, we can't do that? I believe the devil said that. Well, you can eat of every tree.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that she said, he went against it. We'll get there. That's what losers do.
Yes.
Then I'm going to quote what God is saying, because that's the winner.
Right.
We want to be like the Father. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful?
Winners.
Yes.
1 Corinthians 2 and 1. Let's go there.
Yes. Beautiful.
Knowledge in the scripture. But all we have to do is believe it, which means we want to apply it.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
1 Corinthians 2 and 1. What does it say?
And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with the excellency of speech.
That is Paul. Everybody love Paul. They love Paul in these churches and don't understand nothing he's talking about.
Yes,
they just love him. That's why they love him, because they don't understand.
All
just
right,
like they didn't understand Jesus.
Right,
they didn't understand Moses.
Yes.
No, they don't understand the scriptures, period.
Right.
But oh, they love Paul. Ooh, Paul.
Yes, Pastor.
They should, because Paul came from a dastardly
yes.
doctrine.
Yes. Yes.
That doctrine he came from was the one that brutalized our Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But he said, I came to you, came not with excellency of speech. What?
Or wisdom. Or what? Of wisdom.
What was he coming for?
Declaring unto you the testimony of God.
Do the churchgoers know what the testimony of God is? The testimony of God is his Ten Commandments.
Yes.
His word is his testimony.
Beautiful.
Thou shalt have no other gods before me. On down. That's his testimony.
Beautiful.
That's what he's declaring.
Yes.
So that's done away with. What was he declaring it?
Beautiful.
He was preaching that.
Yes.
He didn't change.
No.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Fifth verse, what does it say?
Fifth verse. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men.
That's these preachers. Don't know God. Can't nobody live perfect. But I believe the Lord said, be ye therefore perfect. Y'all come over here. We go to the office. We do everything over here. But I believe the Lord says, straight is the gate that lead to life.
Yes.
And few there be that find it. But yet, these preachers go to, we saved 5,000 souls yesterday. All 5,000 souls don't even know what the testimony of God is. Don't know what his word is. Because they didn't tell them. And they don't know it, most of them. One or two know it and hide it. Don't know God. Got nothing. They've been born again. But of corruptible seed. That's what they've been born of. People can change all over the world. People do change. You can change up under the Dalai Lama. You can change up under Muslimism or whatever you call it. That don't make you holy.
No.
And that ain't got nothing to do with God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Beautiful.
That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but what?
But in the power of God.
Wait a minute. They love to read this. I can do all things. Mm-hmm. No, you can't. Can't live holy because you said you couldn't live holy. You said you can't help but sin. You said nobody's perfect but the Lord. You can't do all things.
All right.
And you don't have that power because I believe he also said, to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the Son.
Beautiful.
I believe the scripture said he that is born of God does not commit sin. When you've truly been born again.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Now who's lying here? When you want to stay with the winner, Brother John said that.
Yes. All right.
He that is born of God does not commit sin.
Yes.
So if you in a church and you're still sinning, you better hurry up and get out of there if you want to live for God. Run. Isn't that beautiful? Resist that junk because you ain't going nowhere.
That's right.
Make it plain.
Read it again. That's your faith.
Should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God.
What's more powerful than God's word?
All right.
Thou shalt have no other gods.
That's right. On.
That's power.
Yes, it
if
is.
You receive it, you get power to become that son.
Sons of God.
Sixth verse says what?
Yes. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect.
Wait a minute. Where are they? What is Paul talking about? We speak wisdom among them that are perfect. Yes. These jackleg preachers. I don't mean what you think it means. That don't mean perfect. What you think, that's another meaning. In the Hebrew, that means something else. So I guess the Lord said, be there for perfect. He wasn't talking about perfection. Stupid people. These preachers. And if you listen to them, like the blind lead the blind, you'll be stupid too. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. What?
Yet not the wisdom.
We ain't talking about the wisdom of the world. We're talking about the wisdom of God. It's different.
Yes.
Just like the love of God is different. The love of God is not about just feeling compassion for someone. The love of God is telling somebody the truth. The love of God is taking a stand for God. The love of God is loving God more than you love yourself. That's the love of God.
Beautiful.
Read.
Yes. Nor of the princes of this world that come to naught.
That comes to nothing. Mm-hmm. Acts 2 and 44. Let's read that again.
Oh, yes, Pastor.
Now, when you in God's church, this is common talk.
Mm-hmm.
We're striving for perfection. What they say, keep his name holy. How you going to keep his name holy if you can't stop sinning? You in darkness. See, you can't help but sin. How you going to keep his name holy? Take me to the water. How you going to go to the water? We're supposed to go to water if you ain't been washed up. Well, I don't need no washing because I can't help but sin no way. So just leave me alone. That's what they should say.
Right.
I've been washed in his blood. Why are you still sinning then?
Right.
How does that work like that?
Right.
Yeah, it chills when you go to the shower. Say, you take a shower and say, yeah, why you stink?
Right.
And why is them black spots still behind your ear?
Right.
I shower. No, get it back in there. You ain't showered.
Right.
Just sprinkle a little water on yourself. I'm showering. Who need the scrubbing? Isn't that beautiful?
Right.
What did it say, 244?
And all that believed were together and had all things
common.
Well,
wait a minute. The Lord said, you're the few of all number. There's not many want to come over here and they say, we're holy. We want to hear you say holiness now. You in holiness? We should be able to have some common fellowship and lingo going on here.
That's right, Pastor. That's right.
Common scriptures we should understand this.
Yes, Lord.
The enemy take all the Mosaic law. We ain't got to go through all that. You want to get all the Mosaic law? Go down to the courthouse. They get all the laws written. That's yet Mosaic law. Because everything that's law is Mosaic law. It was laws for servitude. We serve in a society. We got to keep the laws. We don't go toting guns in front of our neighbor's face.
No.
threatening them. We don't do things like that. We didn't do it back then. But God is talking about his 10 precepts. Everything stems from that.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Ephesians 2 and 8.
All right. Beautiful, Pastor.
Most thank God. And listen, we thank God for the church going. That's a start. Mm-hmm. But that's what God is saying. Come out of darkness. Come on out of that.
Yes.
Come out of darkness.
All right.
Come and really be healed.
Right.
Because what these preachers are touting ain't healing.
Yes.
Not your soul.
No.
That beautiful? Mm-hmm. You might come out and stop smoking your joints and stuff. Fine. But your mind is still corrupt.
All right. Yes.
Guess what's going back with God? God want to clean that up. Isn't that beautiful? Clean that up. Everything else going to fall in line. Mm-hmm. Ephesians 2 and 8.
For by grace are ye saved through faith.
Isn't that beautiful? They love that scripture. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful thing. By grace. Through faith. Through mercy. What?
And that not of yourselves.
Other words, you can't say, you or I can't say, well, the Lord gave me eternal life, because I always smiled at him. I was special. You can't say that. I never harmed nobody. That's why the Lord saved me. Well, why did he save murderers? Moses killed a man. He saved him, though, because of what he could be and what he was going to be. It's not about your past. The Lord saved me because I was always nice to my mama and my daddy. That ain't what why you got the gift.
No.
Nothing we did gave us that gift. That was his grace and mercy.
Thank God.
But I don't care how merciful you are to people. Why would you give somebody something you know they ain't going to do it?
Right.
So now, I want to give you a scholarship to go to college, and you know the person is dumb.
Right.
Why would you give it to them? Right. You ain't. But someone that's worthy,
all right,
smart as a whip, and don't have no means. I got something for you.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Because I know you're going to use it.
Yes.
That's what this is.
Yes, beautiful.
Adam, he created Adam. He had no sin. He gave him a gift so he could stay like that.
Yes.
That was a gift.
Yes.
Because
yes.
He had no sin. He was created without sin.
Yes.
I got something for you. Now, if you want to stay like this, don't eat of, you can eat of every tree. Just don't eat of this one, and you can stay free.
Beautiful.
Did he do anything to earn it?
No.
No, because he didn't even do anything to get here. God just brought him here,
right.
Made him.
Yes.
After he made him, and he's in the romper room, just rollicking and frolicking around in the earth, he said, I'm going to put you in the garden, give you some work.
Thank God.
Beautiful. Eat of every tree, but don't touch that one now.
Right.
If you do, you're going to lose your romper room frolic.
Exactly.
You're going to use your ability to have a good time.
Exactly.
And you're going to be in trouble with me.
Yes.
Because all he showed them was love.
Yes.
They didn't do anything to get it. They didn't do anything to get it. But God knew what they were going to do. And they did it. In the end, they were saved.
Yes.
What are you reading? Yes.
Eighth verse. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and not of
and
your,
that and, not of
and,
yourselves.
And that
what?
Not of yourselves.
What?
It is the gift of God.
It's a gift.
Yes.
This word we have is a gift. Because
yes.
We didn't do nothing in it.
Mm-hmm.
To earn it, rather.
Yes.
We were out there, all of us, doing whatever we did was not pleasing to God because we were in sin. We were born in sin. But he gave it to us because he knew we had the ability to do it.
Right.
Yes. Thank God.
Predestined.
Yes.
So now, I know, so I'm going to give you something.
Thank God.
Use it.
Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
Not of works, lest any man should boast.
So we're not boasting. I'm not going to say, whoa, well, I got in because God knew. I was a professor. I had a doctrine.
A doctorate.
I had a doctorate.
Yes. Yes.
And God chose me. I was chosen because I was a nutritional specialist. That ain't why you were chosen.
No.
Right.
Now, God chose me because he knew I like to fix things and help people. That's why you was given this gift.
Right. Thank God.
You got some can't do nothing but live holy.
All right.
That's why you were chosen, because God knew what you would do.
That's beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. That's beautiful.
Read.
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus
unto
good works.
Wait a minute. We're created for good works.
Mm-hmm.
But why are we created for good works if you can't work your way to heaven?
All right.
You're created to work yourself into salvation. You were created unto good works, not works that don't please God. Because all our works before was.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write MLS at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.